world watches what seems like an ever-increasing stream of people trying to make it to Europe, be it across the Mediterranean or through Macedonia onto Hungary. What is the long-term trend? Are the large numbers we've seen this year just a temporary spike, or are there going to be more and more people each year? Professor Alexander Betts is director of the Refugee Studies Centre at Oxford University here in the UK.
Asylum numbers go up and down depending on the state of crisis and conflict around the world, but there's every reason to believe that refugees and displacement will be one of the defining issues of the 21st century. I think if we're going to reflect on whether this is just a spike, we need to think about what the underlying causes are of people coming to Europe. And we know that people arriving in Greece and Italy, many are coming from countries like Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, refugee-producing countries. And really the problem the world faces is that we're collectively unable to deal with state fragility. And until we address the underlying causes of those fragile states and those situations, people who can't get protection in their regions of origin will mean that people in desperate situations travel onwards to Europe.
So you're saying basically that the key thing to resolving this situation is to sort out the fragile state?
I think we need a multi-pronged response. And the UN Security Council's response is inadequate. Collectively, we're not dealing with situations like the underlying causes of the Syria crisis. That in turn led to 4 million Syrian refugees, which is a major crisis on a global scale. But we can't just wait for a solution in countries like Syria. We've got to also enhance protection in countries that host the majority of those refugees. 3.5 million Syrians are in neighboring countries, Lebanon, Jordan, and Turkey, and those countries are overwhelmed. We've got to strengthen their protection capacity. But nearer to home, within Europe, we've also got to have better cooperation on a regional scale. There are 28 EU member states, and yet at the moment, they're squabbling with one another, and people are dying rather than getting access to safety and dignified sources of protection.
Is it right to assume, therefore, that the numbers of refugees is going to keep going up and up? Because the situations remain unresolved, and also because Europe, for example, is not putting its house in order.
Given the state of crisis and conflict around the world, there's every reason to believe that the number of refugees and displaced people is going to keep going up. At the moment, we have more displaced people than at any time since the Second World War, and the inability of countries to cooperate, to find solutions in regions of origin, mean that more and more people are likely to embark on perilous journeys and come to Europe.
Do you think that those journeys need to continue being dangerous? And are there any ways of making sure that people with genuine refugee issues can actually go to places and actually find the refuge they need?
The journeys people are taking are not inherently dangerous. They're dangerous because of immigration control policies. And there are many things that countries like European countries can do to reduce the risks that people are taking to cross. We need legitimate migratory routes, alternative migratory channels. We need ways in which refugees can access territory and claim asylum. One of the problems is that in Europe, the only way refugees can claim asylum on European territory is to arrive spontaneously. And yet the contradiction underlying that is we do everything we can to stop them accessing our territory. So if we offer things like humanitarian visas, if we were able to provide safe passage to those people who were refugees and ensure they can access our territory safely, then those risks wouldn't need to be as great as they currently are.
And that's Professor Alexander Betts, Director of Refugee Studies Centre at Oxford University.